What's going on, Life Point Church? My name is Braden Rodriguez, and welcome back to our Drivecast. We are so glad that you're here with us. And just to introduce myself, I'm the student and 1825 pastor at our Delaware campus. And maybe you're curious on why the Delaware student pastor is doing the Drivecast talking about the Plain City Sunday morning service. Well, if you were at Plain City with us, I was over and I got the honor and privilege on behalf of Corey and our LifePoint team to preach out of Luke chapter 8. And we talked about that morning, Jesus calming the wind and the waves. And we look at the bigger picture of the book of Luke, especially chapter 8, and we see that Jesus' identity is revealed as God. And so we talked about Jesus being God, calming the storms in that day, the actual wind and the waves, but then also calming the storms of our lives. And Luke chapter 8 is really a robust, large chapter. It goes into Jesus' identity and how he is God over nature, being the miracle of him calming the wind and the waves, and then over the demonic, looking at Jesus healing the man with the legion demon. Then we see Jesus as God over disease with the healing of the woman with the issue of blood who suffered under, you know, many physicians for 12 years. And then we see that Jesus is God and Lord over death, where he raises a young girl at the hands, you know, of in the front of the mourning and in front of her family. He raises this girl back to life who was 12 years old. And so we see Jesus as God over Luke chapter 8. That is his identity. That is his label. And that's a good thing. And that means a lot for us. And so Sunday morning, again, we walked over how Jesus calms the storm of our lives. And I did not get to get past verses 22 through 25 in Luke chapter 8. And there's so much more. And so today in the Drivecast, my goal and hope is to just look briefly at the story of Jesus healing the man with the legion demon. And so I kind of want to talk about that. And if you want to go back for reference this week, you can go to Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. And you see, right, so Jesus and his disciples in verse 22, they're going across the Sea of Galilee to this region filled with Gentiles. And we kind of discussed it as ethnically Jewish men. The disciples would have found this to be pretty uncomfortable. They would have probably not have liked this. And we would have seen that over and over throughout, you know, the Gospels and the New Testament, especially in reference to Peter. Sometimes Peter has a hard time interacting with Gentiles, especially after Christ's resurrection, and he gets called out on it. And so we would have found it particularly uncomfortable for these 12 Jewish men with Jesus to go into this Gentile area. And then on top of that, they hit this storm on the sea. But then when they get there, not only would they have probably been uncomfortable because it was a Gentile region, there is this man who is filled with demons and he's under demonic influence and demonic attack from our spiritual enemy we know as Satan. And Jesus begins to have a conversation with this man that is, you know, affected with these demons. And so Jesus has this conversation and the demon realizes who Jesus is immediately. And he looks at Jesus and he says, essentially, like, Son of the Most High God, Jesus, you know, I beg you, do not torment me, which already shows that Jesus has victory over our spiritual enemy, right? The demon itself recognizes that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. And then Jesus looks back at him and he says, you know, what is your name? And the legion or the man filled with demons, the response of the demon is, my name is Legion, for there are many, right? So Legion is this, would have been this picture of a Roman legion. And there was known to be thousands of soldiers, probably in Roman legions, actual guards. And so it's making the point that there is a lot of demonic activity going on in this man and many demons in this man. And this man is highly afflicted by our spiritual enemy. And what happens is Jesus, with a word, casts out all the demonic activity in this man. And they are cast into pigs, probably another reason why these Jewish men would have been uncomfortable, right? There's pig farmers in the area, and pigs were unclean to Jews. And so that probably adds to their uncomfortability and watching this man with demons and pigs around with these pig farmers and in Gentile uncomfortable areas, Jesus looks back at these demons, says, go into these pigs. And essentially, these pigs are cast out and they run away with these demons filled in them and they drown. And so we see that Jesus has this ultimate victory, not over just one demon or a spiritual enemy, but multiple, right? That have afflicted this man, that have troubled this man for so long. And so why do I want to land there? Why do I focus on that today? I know sometimes it can be weird to talk about angelic or demonic things in the Christian faith, because it's hard to explain and it's hard to talk about things that so often we don't see, especially in a Western culture. But I think it's important to have gone through this part of the passage and showed Jesus as God over the demonic, like the writer of Luke is trying to show us, is I think it's important because I think we need to know that we have a spiritual enemy out there, and Jesus has been made victorious at his death and resurrection, ascension to the right hand of the Father. He's been made victorious over the demonic in our lives, especially us as Christians, right? And so as we come in contact with a spiritual enemy, the New Testament will say, Paul will say, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Like, we're not out here wrestling and fighting each other and people. He's saying the thing that we're wrestling is underneath the surface. It's the things that we can't see. It's these dark powers, these spiritual forces that are coming against us because we have Christ in us. And so I think we need to know, one, that there is a spiritual opposition that we will have when we follow Jesus from Satan, which means the adversary, the devil, whatever you want to call him, and his fallen angels. And I think we need to know, and we especially need to be prepared for that, and know this important truth is that Jesus is God over that. Jesus is able to save us from demonic attack and save us from temptation and save us from sin, right? So often, you know, I think people can just look at salvation and it's like, oh, it's just a moment. No, it's not just a moment. It's a lifetime. And you know, I think some people might think that when you become a Christian, it's all hunky dory from there. It's, well, that's not the promise of Jesus. Jesus says, take heart, you know, you will have trouble in this world, right? Like, so take heart because I have overcome the world. And so Jesus gives us that promise that he's overcome the world so that we can now have courage and take heart, especially in the face of spiritual opposition. And so today, I hope that encourages you and know that you can pray to God and ask God to help you in your situations, especially when you feel like there's some spiritual opposition going on. Maybe you're struggling with some sin or anything like that, and in its nature, and you know that these things that are happening against you aren't from God, and maybe they're from a spiritual enemy. And so today, hopefully that encourages you to know that Jesus is God over the demonic and that he is Lord over our lives. And we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the spiritual enemy. But praise God, Jesus has victory over the spiritual enemy. And so today I'd like to pray for us. And then I would love for you to be able to pray along with these scriptures as well. Father, we love you. God, we thank you. God, we just ask that you would move in us this week. Father, if we come face to face with our spiritual enemy, like you talk about in the Lord's Prayer, Father, that we would pray that we would be led out of temptation, and God, that you would be the one that delivers us from the hands of the evil one. Father, that we would be able to stand firm and know that your victory is permanent and made full and complete at the cross. And now we have a spiritual victory over a spiritual enemy in your name. And so God, we thank you for that. God, we ask that you would bless us and teach us throughout the rest of this week. Lord, let us meditate on the words of Luke 8, 26 through 39 this week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, LifePoint family, thank you for jumping on with me here today. I would encourage you to pray according to the scriptures. Be blessed, and you are sent.